This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette College gave 5 awards for excellence recently to faculty member, administrative staff, classified staff, part-time instructor, and students of the year. According to the news record, all of those awarded were nominated by their peers. Faculty of the year went to John Codette. Susan Surge received the award for administrative staff. Ashley Corkins won the award for classified staff excellence. Part-time faculty of the year went to Mary Allison, and Hannah Smithson was given student of the year. Gas prices in the state continue to be on the rise, hitting an average of $3.34 a gallon yesterday, 5.9 cents higher than last week and 7.7 cents higher than a month ago. Campbell County is now seeing moderately higher rates, with the average price of a gallon of gas at $3.424 a gallon. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County remains in a state of severe extreme drought. Halfway through the month, the weather in the area has not brought much moisture, with Gillette receiving less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation. Historically, the area receives at least 4 inches of snow and a third of an inch of rain by this time. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, last month was the 14th driest January in the last 128 years. The National Weather Service has predicted some light snow tonight, but nothing significant is expected. A Gillette man was due to be sentenced yesterday with the possibility of life in prison for 8 sexual assaults. John Brian Mills was found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree sexual assault and 5 counts of third-degree sexual abuse of a minor, as well as 2 counts of sexual battery. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.